There's music for everyone.
It is a great radio station.
Living in the past and loving it. 93.1 CFIS FM.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Apple Scruffs. Tonight we are going to focus on John Lennon and we're going to focus on his solo career. Now, like a lot of the Beatles, except for maybe Ringo, they recorded some solo albums while on the Beatles. Unfinished Music, number one, two versions, was John Lennon and Yoko Ono, as well as Unfinished Music, number one, Life with the Lions. He also did the Wedding album, and technically, Live Peace in Toronto was also a solo album, as the Beatles were broken up, but it hadn't really been announced yet. So tonight we're going to focus on Plastic Ono Band, his first album, for all intent and purposes?
Well, I was watching TV as usual in California, and there was this old horror movie on, and I just heard the bells sounded like that to me, but they're probably different because those were actually other bells slowed down that I used on the album. They just sounded like that, and I just thought, oh, that's how to start Mother, you know. And I knew Mother was going to be the first track, so...
I just gotta tell you.
alright. You're gonna win the fight. Hold on, Yoko. Yoko, hold on. It's gonna be alright. You're gonna make the fight. When you're by yourself and there's no one else, you just have yourself and you tell yourself just to hold on.
First track was Mother. That was the opening track of the Plastic Ono Band's album. We followed that up with Hold On, which was, of course, the second track of the album. And there's that quite contrast between that rawness of Mother and that gentleness of Hold On. And we finished with John Lennon's Love. Now, John Lennon said that that was one of his favorite tracks, and he says it was as good as anything he'd ever done in the Beatles. And just as a side note, it is Phil Spector playing piano on Love.
Like, Phil is, as you know, well known about, very skillful sort of, you know, technician, you know, in electronics and engineering.
Well, let's not take away from what he did do, which was bring a lot of energy and taught me a lot. And I would use him again.
Yes, but he's so definite about things, you know.
I know what I want, you see.
Yes.
But Phil's more, when I say to Phil I want this, he gets in me. Mm. Like that, you know. In England, it's the day they blew up the Houses of Parliament. We celebrate it by having bonfires every November the 5th. It just was an ad lib, you know. We'd been doing, it was about the third take. And I just got to the remember, and it begins to sound like Frankie Lane, you know, when you sing, you remember. And then it was the end, I didn't know how to go, remember, the 5th of November. You know, and I just broke out. And it went on for about another 7 or 8 minutes, you know, I was just ad-libbing and goofing about. But then I cut it there and just exploded, because it was a good joke. And haven't you ever heard of Guy Fawkes? Guy Fawkes Day, yeah. And I thought it was just poignant that we should blow up the House of Parliament. Have a man
used to leave you, it's gonna be faster, fucking hell. Okay, now listen. Now looky here.
Oh, my love. am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Here I am. What can I do for you? What can I do for you?
Tune in on Sunday mornings at 8:30 for our Let the Bible Speak radio broadcast. This is Pastor Andrew Simpson, and each week on our program we will hear Christ Jesus being preached, gospel hymns being sung, and encouraging news from our churches in British Columbia. Our goal at Let the Bible Speak is to preach Christ in all His fullness to man in all His need. So tune in on Sunday mornings at 8:30 for our Let the Bible Speak only here on 93.1 CFIS-FM.
Forecast from Environment Canada for tonight, clear. Fog developing after midnight, a low of 0. Friday morning fog, then sunny, a high of 14. On Friday night, partly cloudy, becoming cloudy overnight with a low of 3.
The radio hits you grew up listening to. This is 93.1 CFIS-FM.
Beyond being a musician, John Lennon was an activist. John and Yoko were activists. So here's a selection of some of the songs, some of the protest songs by John Lennon. The first is his reaction to the events that happened on Sunday, January 30th, 1972 in Ireland, on a day they've dubbed Bloody Sunday.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
If you had the luck of the Irish, you'd be sorry and wish you were dead. You should have the luck of the Irish, and you'd wish you was English instead. A thousand years of torture and hunger drove the people.
Let's walk over rainbows like memories on they kill with God on their side. Blame it all on the kids in the IRA as the bastards commit genocide. Genocide.
Okay.
You should have the luck of the Irish. You'd be sorry and wish you were dead. You should have the luck of the Irish. And you'd wish you was English instead.
One more time.
You should have.
Not only to help John and to spotlight what's going on, but also to show and to say to all of you that apathy isn't it, and that we can do something. Okay, so flower power didn't work, so what? We start again. This song I wrote for John Sinclair. John Sinclair, nice and easy now. Sneaky. One, two, one, two, three, four. If he was a soldier man shooting gooks in Vietnam, if he was the CIA selling dope and making hay, he'd be free, they'd let him be breathing air like you and me. They gave him 10 for 2. What else can Judge Columba do? We got to, 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 got to.
Couldn't hear more music.
listening still in jail. Man, I hope this helped. We hope to see you here soon. Thank you all for coming and being so nice.
It is my pleasure and privilege at this very, very solemn moment to introduce a young man and his wife who saw fit to put down in music and lyrics so that it will never be forgotten in our country by anyone the tragedy of Attica State. There's no more that I can say, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to introduce to you John and Yoko Lennon.
I'd just like to say it's an honor and a pleasure to be here at the Apollo, and for the reasons we're all here. This song Yoko and I wrote is called Attica State. 1, 2, 3, 4.
offbeat. You alone offbeat.
Offbeat what?
You know. So only the ones for this track, if we do get two tracks, the ones that know what an offbeat is do it so that we get it solid. And leave the others if they want to join in, you know. And if that doesn't work, we'll try four in the bar, because most people... I think that'll be better, actually. Could you try leaving four in the bar? One, two, one, two, three, four. Bam, bam. Are you doing offbeat? Do four in the bar. One, two, three, four.
Power to the People, released back in 1971. You'll find it off on his Shaved Fish album. Interesting, playing on the cut was Billy Preston. Okay, just before that we had Give Peace a Chance. Now, it's interesting that it was originally accredited to Lennon McCartney. Sometime later, they changed that to give Yoko Ono credit, because in fact it was John and Yoko that wrote it during their bed-in on the 1st of June, 1969 at the Queen Elizabeth Hotel in Montreal. You can also find that on their Shaved Fish album. Attica State, which I got off their anthology set, was in response to the riots that they had at Attica State Prison. Interesting enough, John Lennon's assassin was incarcerated at Attica State Prison. And we had John Sinclair, which is off of their Sometime in New York City album. John Sinclair was a left-wing author. He was part of the White Panther Party, and he received 10 years for 2 marijuana cigarettes. They appeared at a protest on December 10th, 1971, came with this song, and interestingly, 3 days later, Sinclair was released.
Lunch is on at the Elder Citizens Recreation Association. Open Monday through Friday, excluding holidays, enjoy a nutritious and delicious meal at a great price. Stop by the center to pick up this month's menu schedule or find it online at eldercitizens.wixsite.com/website. For more information, you can also contact the center at 250-561-9381. That's lunch, available Monday through Friday from 11:30 to 1 at the ECRA on 10th between Vancouver and Winnipeg Streets.
Forecast from Environment Canada for tonight, clear. Fog developing after midnight, a low of 0. Friday morning fog, then sunny, a high of 14. On Friday night, partly cloudy, becoming cloudy overnight with a low of 3.
The radio hits you grew up listening to. This is 93.1 CFIS FM.
Now, the album Plastic Ono Band was, of course, created with the Plastic Ono Band, and they were formed in 1968, of course, while the Beatles were still in existence. And it consisted of a number of different musicians, including Eric Clapton, Klaus Voormann, Alan White, Billy Preston, Jim Keltner, Keith Moon, Delaney and Bonnie and friends, and sometimes their bandmates, George Harrison and Ringo Starr. At one point in New York in 1971, they collaborated with the Elephant's Memory Band and became the Plastic Ono Elephant Memories Band. Now, they were in existence from about 1969 to 1974. Of course, John Lennon took his break in 1975 and didn't come back until he released his Double Fantasy album.
Taken, if you don't take them all at once and you just take Love, it's a single song, it's a single record. Mother is a single, Love's a single, God could be, so could Isolation and Remember.
And I mean,
I write singles, I don't write, I write them all the same way, you know. But Mother, you've got to take into account the lyrics too. If I can capture more sales by singing about love than singing about my mother's and crying, you know, I'll do it.
I told you before, stay away from my door. Don't give me that brother, 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 brother. The freaks on the phone won't leave me alone. So don't give me that brother, 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 brother.
like me. Don't they know we're so afraid? Isolation. We're afraid to be alone. Everybody got to have a home. Isolation. Just a boy and a little girl trying to change the whole wide world. Just a little town, everybody trying to put us down. Isolation. I don't expect you to understand. To blame, you're just a human. Thank you.
For that isolation, and we started out with I Found Out. Okay, that's it for me. I hope you enjoyed listening to some of John Lennon's solo stuff. Of course, we focused on the album John Lennon Plastic Ono Band, but we also were able to listen to some of his protest songs. I'm going to leave you with a final song off of his John Lennon Plastic Ono Band album called God.
Me, I trust. reality.